A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse 8 to 10, and then verse 16 to 18. The Bible says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." Verse number 16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." We have a focus. We have something we are looking up to. We have an expectation. We're looking for something. Don't forget, in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse number 2, the Bible says Jesus was able to weather the storms, to endure the cross because of the joy that was set before him. So you can sleep in your storm. Therefore, number 3, if you have a dream, a purpose to fulfill here on earth, and a dream. What is a dream? It is a mental picture of your actual future, a picture of where you are going. Where are you going in life? The man who will sleep in the storms of life is the man who has a purpose, who has a dream, who has a clear picture of where he is going. This picture will keep you motivated, keep you pressing on to get to the place that God has destined for your life. Look at the things that Paul the Apostle said he went through. In this passage of consideration this morning, he said, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. And as long as we are still standing, we keep carrying about the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." And so Peter and the apostles endured all those sufferings and the storm. They were able to weather the storm, to sleep in their storm, because they expected the manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ in them. They were waiting for the manifestation of that life. Well, that was why Paul said that our light affliction, everything we're going through, is light. And he said this light affliction is but for a moment, and it is working in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so he said, we are not looking at the things that we see, but at the things which cannot be seen. The things which we see now, the problems of the now, the challenges of the now, the scarcity of the now, the sicknesses of the now, the ills of the now, the storms of the now. He said, they are for a moment, and they will soon pass away, and then they are temporary, and then we begin to see the glory of God being revealed in our lives and in our destiny. Do you have a purpose? And what is your dream, or what are your dreams? What are you expecting in life? What do you desire life to deliver to you? Jesus Christ, because of the joy that was set before him, he had the vision, he had the purpose, he had the dream. He therefore endured the cross. Do not forget, in John chapter 19, verse 10, Pilate said to Jesus, "I have power to crucify you, and I have power to release you." Jesus said to him, "You don't have any power. I am born to die on the cross. I am going to the cross. That's why I was born. That's why I came to die for mankind on the cross." So Jesus was able to endure the cross because of the glory and the joy that was set before him. He had a dream, and because of that dream, he was able to withstand the storms of life that beat against his life and destiny. He was able to stand firm. Jesus also knew his purpose. He understood that he could only die on the cross, and not by drowning, but on the cross. And so he knew that nothing can kill a man of purpose until purpose is fulfilled. You must understand that you are a man of purpose. You have a dream. Nothing can kill a man of purpose, a man of a dream, until purpose is achieved, until dream is fulfilled. I pray that your purpose in life and destiny will be accomplished in the name of Jesus, that your dream will be fulfilled. Your dream will not die. Your dream will not fail in Jesus' precious name. Many years ago, the 37th Olubadan of Ibadanland was much younger than his Otun, who was supposed to reign after him. But naturally speaking, because the Otun was older, everybody expected that the Otun would likely pass on before the incumbent Olubadan, and that the Otun may never be the king after all, because the incumbent was younger than him. But pressmen went to the Otun Olubadan, that is speaking of this imperial majesty, Alayeluwa Oba Emmanuel Adegboyega Adeyemo Opemide. The newsmen asked him, "Why are you still alive? Why have you refused to die at 90-something? The Otun Olubadan answered the pressmen, "I have a throne," meaning I have a dream. A man who has a dream will weather all storms, will endure all storms, will endure all challenges and troubles to get to the place that God has destined for him. Did he make it to the throne? Yes, he eventually did. He succeeded the 37th Olubadan, and he was coronated on the 14th of January 1994 at the age of 94. He made it to the throne because, according to him, "I have a throne," meaning I have a dream. You can also weather all storms. You can sleep in the storm and keep going despite what may be happening around you, because you have a dream, because you have a purpose, because you have somewhere that you are going. My prayer again is that you will get there in the precious name of Jesus. What again do you need if you are going to sleep in your storm? A man who is sleeping in a storm must be a man of faith. You must have faith. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 4, verse number 20, concerning Abraham, that Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. You can be strengthened in faith to press on in spite of the challenges and the vicissitudes of life. You can move on. You can press on because of your faith in God. Your faith in God must be strong. Faith is the assurance that it will happen. Faith is the assurance that I will overcome. Faith is the assurance that I will get there. You must have faith in God. Faith is the assurance that God is faithful. The Bible says concerning Sarah, she judged God faithful. You must also judge God faithful, that he is able and faithful to fulfill that which he has promised. He is able to make it good. Strong faith in God. This faith can move mountains. This faith can still the storm. This faith can say to the storm, "Peace, be still." And so you have to have strong faith in God. If you must weather the storms of life, if you must sleep in your storm, then your faith in Christ must be strong. How strong is your faith in God? How dependent are you on the ability of God to come through on his word? How strong is your faith? The Bible says Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. He did not waver. He did not consider his body now dead, nor yet the deadness of Sarah's body. He did not consider his circumstances. He kept on going. That is exactly what faith does in a man that will weather the storm, that will sleep in a storm. He keeps going and never allow his situation or circumstances to overwhelm him. He focuses on God, and then he gets to the place that God has destined for him. Let your faith in God be strong. Keep your dream. Don't trade your dream for any reason. Joseph kept going because he refused to give up on his dream, despite the hatred and despite the many things that he had to face. He also got to his throne. He got to the place that God has destined to for him. Hold on to your dream and be strong in your faith. You will get there in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my dream speak. Let my vision speak. Let my vision begin to find expression. Let my purpose be established. Let your name be glorified in my life. In the name of Jesus. My Father, this is my prayer. Let my dream begin to speak. Let my vision begin to speak. Let my purpose in life begin to find expression, so your name may be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. What is your throne? What is the joy that is set before you? I want you to lift your voice and pray. I reach forward to my goal. I reach forward to my dream. I reach forward to the joy that is set before me. I will not die until my dream is fulfilled. I will not die until my purpose is accomplished. I reach forward by faith unto my purpose in life and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, strengthen my weak faith. Strengthen my faith in you. Let my faith not be weak. Let my faith be strong. And let me arrive at my place in destiny by reason of this faith, my faith in you. Let my faith not fail me. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to begin to declare by faith the things that God will make happen in your life and in your destiny. It's a declarative prayer. Begin to declare in the name of Jesus, by faith in the word of God, by faith in the name of Jesus, I cross my Jordan. I overcome the storms of life. I arrive at my Canaan. I secure that employment in the name of Jesus. I am getting married this year in the name of Jesus. I am becoming pregnant and having my babies this year in the name of Jesus. I see the things that God has promised me come to fulfillment this year in the name of Jesus. My vision is speaking this year. My dream is coming to fulfillment this year. I am becoming fruitful. I am fruitful in all that I do. I celebrate this year in the name of Jesus. I start that project this year. I complete that project this year by faith. In spite of the storms of life and the contrary wind or storm, I arrive at my place. I fulfill my dream to the praise of the glory of the name of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It shall be as you have declared. God will put his mark of approval on your words, and it will come to pass as you have spoken in the ears of God, in Jesus' precious name. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our interdenominational prayer convocation, the Moriah Prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts, and subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adudoju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.